Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today we continue our discussion on the law of averages. Now, yesterday we talked about exposure and how exposure plays a role in determining risk. Right? The more times you do something, the example we use is skydiving, the more times you jump out of a plane in your life, the higher the probability that you die from jumping out of a plane. If you do it once or twice, probably not a tremendous risk. If you do it hundreds, thousands of times, the risks go up tremendously. So the point today is not to take big risks over and over again. So there's this story about a couple that's honeymooning in Las Vegas, and they go to the casino with $1,000 that they receive from their wedding. Now, they proceed to lose $995 of that $1,000, but they keep that final $5 chip as a memento. So at midnight, the husband wakes up, and he sees a reflection on his nightstand. And he notices that not only is the reflection coming in a reflection of the number 17, but it's actually showing up literally on the chip that they had saved. So he takes this as a sign. He puts on his bathrobe, he goes down to the roulette table, and puts that $5 chip down on the number 17, and it hits. And he does this repeatedly until he's got over $1 million amassed. And he's about to bet it all once again, and the pit manager comes over to him and informs him that the casino doesn't have the financial wherewithal to pay if he wins again. So he cashes out. He walks outside, he hails a cab, he goes to a casino downtown that's better financed, puts down that fortune on the number 17, 21 hits. So now the man with no money who has to walk back to his hotel, mind you, in his bathrobe, he opens the door to his room. The sun's coming up, and his wife asks, or his new wife, I should say, asks, "How'd you do?" And his reply, "I lost $5. So this is a truly extreme story, but the point is, if you continue to take big risks, no matter how good a streak you may be on, at some point, your luck's going to run out. You think about people that are entrepreneurs that continually, you know, they put big bets out there over and over again on new business ventures, and they bet it all every time. And so at some point, you know, they get to a point where it works out for them. And that's really where success comes from. You know, people that have the wherewithal to take that kind of risk, you know, that's how they get to be amass, you know, millions and billions of dollars, right? When you hear the stories of all these entrepreneurs and, you know, the Mark Cubans of the world that have just amassed great wealth and how they've done it by taking big risks. But at some point, you want to take a step back, right? You've gotten to a point where there's critical mass there. Do you continue to bet it all, knowing that at some point your luck will run out and things will go the other way, or there'll be some unforeseen circumstance that you didn't anticipate? Or do you start to spread out your risk as you amass wealth? And so that's really the point here, and that leads us into the topic for tomorrow, which is about spreading out your risks. But today, the real message here is don't take those big risks over and over again. Yeah, you're going to take some, but you want to be calculated on the ones that you do take. And then once you do amass great wealth, you want to think about how can you save some of that money and bet a portion of it as opposed to betting it all every time. So if you know somebody that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher to pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to talk about this concept of spreading out your risks. But for today, I just want you to think about the idea of taking big risks over and over again. So you need to take risks essentially to get where you want to go at some point. But once you do get to a point where you do have significant financial wherewithal, that's the point where maybe you want to take smaller risks, bet a portion of your assets instead of all of them at each juncture. And what you'll see over time is, you know, you may not have as big a windfall, but you're also much less likely to lose in this concept. So what you're really doing here is you're managing your risk. We'll pick up from there tomorrow.